turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cause of your game at the SEO show.
Imagine waking up tomorrow, grabbing your morning coffee, pulling up your website analytics, and realizing that 58% of your top-tier Google traffic just vanished overnight.
Yeah, just completely wiped out.
Right, and you know it didn't go to a competitor. You didn't get hit by some manual Google penalty. That massive chunk of your audience was just, well, swallowed whole by an AI.
It's a terrifying thought for a lot of people.
Oh, it really is. So if you are a marketer frantically prepping for a major strategy meeting, or maybe a business owner trying to figure out why your digital storefront suddenly feels like a ghost town, or honestly just an insanely curious lifelong learner, you really need to listen closely.
Absolutely.
Today, we are tearing into a July 7, 2026 article by Austin Code Monkey that diagnoses this exact phenomenon. We are exploring the critical structural shift from traditional SEO to GEO, generative engine optimization.
And it really is a profound recalibration of the internet. I mean, for two decades, we have optimized for search engines that act as, like, librarians, right?
Yeah.
Handing us a list of resources.
And blue links.
Exactly. But now we are shifting to generative engines that act as synthesizers. They're doing the reading for us and just handing over a definitive answer.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the core problem here is that the entire architectural foundation of how businesses acquire customers online is shifting right beneath our feet.
It's a seismic shift, yeah.
Right. Let me give you an analogy to set the stage here for you listening. Imagine spending 20 years learning exactly how to build the perfect billboard on a busy highway.
Okay, I like that.
And you master it. But then you wake up one morning and find out everyone is suddenly taking flying cars. That is exactly what is happening to search right now.
That is a great way to look at it, because relying entirely on the old Google ranking playbook means a competitor you have never even heard of, someone with a fraction of your domain authority, could be stealing your highly qualified leads.
Through tools like ChatGPT, Gemini, and Perplexity.
Precisely. The transition from the librarian to the synthesizer changes the fundamental currency of the web. In the traditional SEO model, the one we've all spent years mastering, the ultimate success metric is the click.
Right, you want them on your actual website.
Yes, you optimize your technical performance, you build backlinks, you structure your keywords, all to earn a high position on a page of results so a user physically clicks your link and lands on your domain.
The glorious spot at the top of page one.
But GEO operates on an entirely different premise. Generative engines are built on large language models, and their goal is not to pass the user along to another website.
Their goal is zero-click resolution, right?
Exactly. They interpret the user's intent, pull from massive data sets and live web queries, and generate a coherent response directly in the interface. So the success metric in GEO isn't the click, it is the citation.
Now, wait, I want to push back on this a little bit, or at least dig into the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
Because an AI doesn't just magically know my company's pricing or, you know, my new product features.
Sure, it has to learn it from somewhere.
Right. It still has to crawl my website to ingest that information. So if both a traditional search bot and an AI bot are hitting my server and reading my HTML, why does it matter?
Well,
like, why do I have to format my site differently for an AI than I do for Google? If I'm trying to get attention, traditional SEO feels like fighting to buy the biggest ad in the yellow pages. But GEO sounds more like I'm trying to get a highly exclusive personal concierge to recommend my business to a VIP.
Oh, that concierge analogy is brilliant because it perfectly illustrates the difference in how the information is evaluated once the bot actually reads it.
Okay, so what are they looking for?
Yes, they both ingest your data, but they are looking for completely different signals. A traditional search crawler evaluates structural popularity. It looks at keyword density, how many other authoritative sites link to that specific page, the overall site architecture.
It's essentially an algorithmically managed popularity contest.
Exactly. But an AI model evaluating your site for a citation is looking for semantic extraction.
Yeah.
It is measuring fact density and semantic clarity.
Okay, give me an example.
Think about a typical, highly optimized recipe blog post today.
Oh, God. I know exactly where you were going with this.
Right.
The ones where I have to scroll past, like, 3,000 words about the author's childhood memories in Tuscany.
Followed by a philosophical treatise on the nature of gluten.
Yes. And 15 pop-up ads just to finally find out how much flour goes into the muffins.
That is the perfect example. Traditional SEO sometimes rewards that bloated structure because it keeps time on page high, which signals engagement to the search engine.
But an AI model scanning that same page,
it hits a wall. It has to burn computational resources to parse out the narrative fluff just to find the actual facts.
Right.
So if an AI model is trying to answer a user's question about muffin recipes, and it has to choose between your 3,000-word Tuscan memoir and a competitor who provides a clean, dense, highly structured data table of ingredients right at the top of the page.
The AI will cite the competitor.
Every single time. It doesn't care about your flashy yellow pages ad or your time on page metrics. It wants the facts formatted for effortless extraction.
That makes the shift incredibly clear. We are moving from a system that rewards holding human attention by any means necessary to a system that rewards giving a machine the most frictionless path to the truth.
Wonderfully put. And because these AI tools are synthesizing these perfect zero-click answers, human patience for the old way of doing things is just evaporating.
Yeah, the behavioral data is moving at an unprecedented pace, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, generative engine optimization as a distinct concept didn't even exist before a Princeton research paper defined it in late 2023. Yet the Gartner data in our source material shows that 35% of Gen Z now turns to AI tools first for research.
Wow. Bypassing the traditional search bar entirely.
Completely bypassing it.
That is a staggering number. Over a third of an entire generation has already abandoned the primary behavior that built the modern internet.
And compare that to Gen X, where the adoption is currently sitting at just 7%. We are witnessing a massive generational divide in information retrieval right now.
But the aggregate numbers are catching up rapidly too, right?
Oh, very rapidly. As of mid-2025, the Wall Street Journal reported that 5.6% of all U.S. searches were being conducted through AI-powered interfaces, and Gartner projects that will hit 25% by 2028.
A quarter of all search volume just vanished from the traditional ecosystem in the blink of an eye.
And, you know, that's just the traffic going to dedicated AI interfaces like ChatGPT. The most alarming statistic for anyone managing a website actually comes from Ahrefs.
Oh, the AI overview study.
Yes. They analyze the impact of the generative summaries Google now embeds directly at the top of its own traditional search results. They found that those overviews reduced the organic click-through rates for top-ranking content by an astonishing 58%.
Wait, 58%?
Yeah. And that is up from 34.5% just the prior year. The fundamental mechanism connecting your great content to website traffic is shrinking with every single algorithmic update.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because the metaphor of the internet as this endless, sprawling real estate market is kind of dying, we're going from a bustling main street where a user might wander into 10 different storefronts down to a single, highly curated VIP room.
Where the AI only allows two or three cited brands to exist.
Exactly. So if AI overviews are cannibalizing 58% of the clicks that used to go to the number one spot, is traditional ranking essentially becoming a vanity metric?
That is the existential question for digital marketers right now. The reality is highly nuanced. It's not a pure vanity metric yet because a massive volume of traditional search still occurs.
Sure.
But its direct commercial value is undeniably diluting. If you rank number one and 6 out of 10 people who query that keyword read the AI summary, get their answer, and never actually click your link, the value of that ranking to your bottom line has been severed.
Yeah, you get to brag at an industry conference that you own the keyword, but your CFO is staring at a revenue chart that just fell off a cliff.
Exactly. But, and this is crucial, this brings us to the pivot of this entire analysis. If you only look at the massive drop in top-of-funnel traffic, this sounds like an unmitigated disaster for businesses.
But there is a silver lining.
A profound silver lining for those who adapt, and it has to do with the unprecedented quality of the traffic that actually makes it through that AI filter.
Yes. This is the absolute aha moment of the source material for me. Because a visitor isn't just a visitor anymore. The funnel has been fundamentally altered.
Let's look at the conversion premium. Right now, AI referral traffic, meaning users who actually click a citation link from ChatGPT or Perplexity and land on your site, is a tiny drop in the bucket in terms of sheer volume.
Right. For most established sites, it represents maybe 1% to 2% of total sessions.
Exactly. Most people look at their analytics, see that 1%, and just dismiss it as statistical noise.
Which is a catastrophic mistake based on these numbers.
utterly catastrophic. The Apollo AI Search Benchmark Report analyzed 312 B2B technology companies, and they found that visitors referred by AI platforms converted at an average rate of 14.2%.
Wait, 14.2%?
Yes. Compared to their traditional Google organic traffic, which converted at 2.8%, that is a fivefold increase in conversion probability from a single session.
I really want to make sure you catch that. A 14.2% conversion rate on organic inbound B2B software traffic, that is almost unheard of.
And the trend holds in consumer markets too. Adobe Analytics evaluated over 1 trillion visits to U.S. retail sites.
A trillion.
A trillion, yeah. And they found that AI-referred shoppers converted 42% better than non-AI traffic. A separate study by Visibility Labs tracked 94 e-commerce brands over a year. Their ChatGPT referral traffic converted 31% higher than their non-branded organic search.
Wow.
And while their traditional organic traffic grew by a respectable 17% over that year, that highly converting AI traffic grew by 1,079%.
Over 1,000% growth in the most lucrative traffic segment you have.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we really have to unpack the psychology of why this happens. Why does an AI visitor convert at 14% when a Google visitor converts at 2%?
It's fascinating.
The generative engine is acting as an aggressive, highly trusted pre-qualifying filter. Think about the mental state of someone using traditional search. They type a query, they are handed a page of 10 links, and the cognitive burden is entirely on them.
Right. They click a link, realize it's a content mill full of ads, hit the back button. They click the next link, realize the pricing is hidden, hit the back button.
They are in a defensive state of evaluation and skepticism.
It's cognitive fatigue. You are constantly guarding your wallet and your time against bad information.
But an AI-referred visitor has bypassed that entire gauntlet. They engaged in a nuanced, multi-prompt conversation with a tool they implicitly trust.
Right.
The AI synthesized the landscape, weighed the options, and gave them an authoritative recommendation. By the time that user finally clicks the citation link to visit your website, the evaluation phase is already over.
They are arriving with the endorsement of their AI assistant.
Exactly. They view more pages, they spend longer on the site, and they are exponentially closer to the point of purchase.
It is the exact difference between someone wandering onto a car dealership lot on a Sunday afternoon just to browse the inventory and kick the tires.
Right.
Versus someone marching into that same dealership with a specific car circled in a brochure because their trusted mechanic explicitly told them, I have analyzed every car in this city and this is the exact vehicle you need to buy to solve your problem.
That is the perfect psychological framing. The first person is a lead, the second person is a buyer.
And the AI is the trusted mechanic.
Yes. So the mandate for every business is, how do you structure your digital presence so that you become the car the mechanic recommends?
Let's get deep into this playbook, because knowing these highly converting AI visitors exist is one thing, but how do we actually build for these AI gatekeepers? If I'm auditing my website right now, what specific concrete changes am I making to win a GEO citation?
Well, it all comes back to formatting for semantic extraction. The source material outlines several non-negotiable tactics. First, you must implement short, self-contained answer blocks at the very top of your content sections. You cannot bury the lead.
Okay, let's role play this so it's super clear. Let's say I run a B2B SaaS company selling inventory management software. In my old SEO mindset, my landing page header might say something generic like revolutionizing supply chain synergy, followed by 3 paragraphs of marketing fluff before I vaguely hint at my pricing.
And an AI model will aggressively ignore that page.
Right.
In a GEO framework, your heading should be a direct question mirroring the user's prompt. Something like, how much does inventory management software cost in 2026?
Okay.
And immediately below that heading, the first sentence must be the definitive answer. Our inventory management software costs $500 per month for enterprise teams. Boom. It is dense, it is factual, and it requires zero inferential leaps for the language model.
I see. I am feeding the AI the exact structured token string it needs to seamlessly insert my data into its synthesized answer.
Exactly. Now, the second major tactic is a departure from traditional SEO habits, inline named source attribution.
What does that mean practically?
Well, in the past, if you wanted to cite a statistic to build authority, you would just type the words new research shows, highlight the text, and add an HTML hyperlink to the source.
Right, keep the text clean, hide the ugly URL in the hyperlink.
But large language models process text via tokenization, not necessarily by rendering HTML tags the way a web browser does.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. To ensure the AI confidently parses the authority of your claim, you need to name the entity directly in the text. You write, according to a 2026 study by Adobe Analytics, instead of just hyperlinking the word study, it dramatically increases the factual density of the paragraph.
This, such a subtle but brilliant technical tweak. You are building the context directly into the text tokens. What else?
You need to utilize FAQ schema markup. This is structured data code you add to your site's backend that explicitly tags a sentence, telling the AI this is a question and this is the exact answer.
Makes it foolproof for the crawler?
Exactly. But GEO extends far beyond your own domain. The AI models are evaluating your brand entity across the entire web. They pull sentiment from Reddit, industry forums, and third-party review sites.
Oh, why?
If your landing page says your software is the best, but the AI scrapes three different forums where power users are complaining about your customer service, the model synthesizes that negative sentiment and will not cite you as a recommended solution.
So the days of just optimizing your own walled garden are totally over. The AI is aggregating your entire digital reputation.
It absolutely forces transparency. Yeah. Furthermore, the Austin CurdMonkey article highlights that freshness is a massive ranking factor in GEO.
How fresh are we talking?
Content that has been updated within the last 2 months earns significantly more AI citations than older static content covering the exact same topic.
Okay, wait. If I'm implementing all this, stripping the fluff, adding exact match question headings, manage my reputation on Reddit, does this mean I just fire my traditional SEO agency? Do we stop caring about backlinks and domain authority entirely?
No, absolutely not. The source is adamant that GEO does not replace SEO. It builds on top of it.
Okay. They
share massive underlying infrastructure.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, current research tracking Google's AI overviews found that nearly 40% of all AI citations come from pages that are already ranking in the top 10 traditional organic results.
Oh, wow.
And a full 70% come from the top 100.
So if you are entirely invisible to traditional search engines, the AI isn't going to just pull you out of the abyss.
Exactly. The foundational elements of authority, what Google called experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness, or EET, they still govern whether the AI trusts your domain in the first place. Strong traditional SEO builds the foundation of the house. GEO is how you organize the data inside the house so the AI can easily extract what it needs.
So what does this all mean? Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Measurement. Because if I'm a marketing director and I go to my CEO and say, good news, we implemented our GEO strategy. The bad news is our top line traffic is down 50%. And by the way, we don't track keyword rankings anymore because they are vanity metrics. I mean, I am getting fired before lunch.
Oh, without a doubt.
How do businesses actually prove this is working?
That is the most acute pain point for marketing teams right now. You have to fundamentally restructure your analytics dashboards. If you just look at your macro organic search traffic bucket, the massive hemorrhaging of traditional clicks will completely mask the incredibly valuable AI clicks.
Your charts will just look like the business is dying.
Which induces panic. You have to set up custom segments in Google Analytics 4 or whatever platform you use, specifically designed to isolate AI referral sessions.
Okay.
You need distinct tracking for traffic coming from ChatGPT, from Claude, from Perplexity. Once you isolate that traffic, you track its specific conversion rate. You show the CEO that while overall volume is down, this specific 2% of traffic is driving 20% of the revenue.
That changes the whole conversation.
Secondly, you stop tracking page position and you start tracking citation frequency. The KPI shifts from, are we the number one blue link, to in 100 AI queries about our product category, what percentage of the time does the AI synthesize our brand name into the answer?
It is a total paradigm shift. You are tracking narrative inclusion and high value conversion rather than raw click volume.
It requires immense discipline, but those who build these measurement frameworks now will have a massive competitive advantage.
This has been a truly eye-opening deep dive to synthesize this journey for you listening.
Yeah.
The architecture of the internet has fundamentally shifted from a librarian handing you links to a mechanic giving you answers.
Beautifully summarized.
We are moving from a crawl and rank model that rewards clicks to a synthesized model that rewards citations. Your traditional top-of-funnel search traffic is likely going to continue dropping, but the visitors who do find you through AI are pre-qualified VIPs with astronomical conversion rates.
And to capture those VIPs, you need to look critically at your own digital presence today. Just ask yourself, is my website built for a human to casually skim over 5 minutes? Or is it structured for a language model to cleanly extract in 5 milliseconds.
The businesses that dominate the next decade will master both. They will build the beautiful storefront, but they will also make sure the data is formatted perfectly for the AI concierges.
Absolutely.
But as we wrap up, I do want to leave you with one final, slightly philosophical thought based on this massive shift we've explored.
No, I like where this is going.
Right. Because if these AI models successfully become the ultimate pre-qualifying filter-like, if they give us the single mathematically best synthesized answer and totally remove our need to click through 10 different websites, what happens to serendipity?
Yeah, that is a really profound question.
If we never have to dig through the search results again, do we lose the joy and honestly the broader perspective of stumbling across that weird, unexpected, entirely brilliant 10th link on page 2?
We just might. The AI gives us incredible efficiency, but maybe at a real cost to human discovery.
Exactly. It is definitely something to chew on as you navigate the new web. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey. Working all night, SEO wizard making legacy take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.